awesome God. Thank you, Lord. It's prayer time, people. Time to go before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, host of hosts. He is so great and mighty. He is an awesome God. He is our Redeemer. Yes, He is. Ah, thank you, Lord. Oh, you're so great and mighty. You are an awesome God. Awesome Father. Good morning, God. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. King of kings you are. Lord of lords. Great and mighty God. Oh, most excellent. We worship you this morning and we lift you before your people. For you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. God, we need you to do some drawing this morning. We need you to pull them in, God. We will lift you up before men, God, that they may see your glorious works. We will lift you up before men, God, that they may know that the way, the truth, and the life comes through your Son and no other way. We will lift you up this morning, God, so that man, woman, boy, and girl of all colors, of all races, throughout this world and this earth, oh God, would know that you and you alone are God. You are the great I am. You are the creator of this earth and this world, oh God. You, oh God, molded man in your hands. You made us in your image, God. You didn't make us perfect, but you made us in your image. And we thank you this morning, God. We worship you this morning, God. We cry out to you this morning, God, to be our God and allow us to be your people. We need you everlasting to everlasting, God. We need you in here, Jesus. So come on up in this place. Come on up in this place. Come on up in this place, oh God, for we know where you are, we want to be. Where you are, there is healing. Where you are, oh God, there is no strife. Where you are, God, peace abides. Where you are, God, there is no racism, Lord. Where you are, God, hallelujah, there is no hate but love, God. And you go, God, the author and finisher of our faith. You, oh God. You, oh God, are the first God, supporter God, administrator God, lifter up, oh God. You, oh God, are first and foremost in the stand against racism, the stand against putting others down. You, oh God, are the first, oh God, because you have no respect of person. It doesn't matter whether I'm black, I'm brown, I'm white, I'm male, I'm female, I'm rich, I'm poor. You have no respect of persons. Oh God, you created us, and only you, oh God, only you can destroy us. Oh God, cause us in our hearts to look to your most infinite wisdom, to look beyond each other's faults, oh God, as you do every day, and see the need of the land right now, God, is a healing, oh Lord, a healing from the inside of the people outward, Lord. Let the people of God continue to lift up the name of Jesus, to lift you before the world so that man will see. We thank you now. We thank you now right where we are, God. In our lives, right where they are, God. Right now, God, we thank you, Lord. And we know that greater is coming. Because greater you. And greatly to be praised. We give you glory this morning now. We give you honor this morning, Lord. And we give you praise. We say all praises to the Most High and Excellent God. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We say amen to you. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We know that amen seals the deal with God. Amen closes the contract with God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Good morning, people of God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God is great and he is greatly to be praised. Wherever you are right now, just begin to give him a praise. Begin to believe God. You believe in God? Begin to believe God even right now. If your faith has been a little wavering, a little shaky, believe God even right now. N-O-W, capitalized, bold print, underline, quotations, N-O-W now. Believe God for who he is, for who he will be, for who he has been. Believe God. He is Alpha and he is Omega. He is our beginning and he only is our ending. Only God can wipe a race from this earth. Only God can wash the land as he did in the time of Noah. Only God can sweep away all life at his choice. Only God. And yes, we matter to him. We matter to God. Believe thou this, that you matter to God. And if you matter to God, there's nothing that the world can do about it. If you matter to God, you will be able to be strong in him and in the power of his might. If you matter to God, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If you matter to God, you will be more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, give him a praise right now. Give him a hallelujah right now. If you matter to God, you will know the way to through. If you matter to God, you understand the way to through. The way to through this morning. Oh my God. Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, work without end. And it ends with amen. John 14, 1 through 6. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to Christ, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. The word of God this morning, the way to through. No man comes to the Father except through me. That's Christ talking. Oh my gosh. No man comes to the Father except through me. That's Christ talking this morning. Oh my gosh. Do not let your hearts be troubled. So if he started off that way in that 14th chapter, then something had to be going on before we got to that 14th chapter. And if we look back, what we find is some different things that happened. This was during the time that Christ was just about to go to the cross. Come on, God. And right before this particular message, thank you, Lord, or this conversation with his disciples, Christ had exposed a couple of his high runners, if I may call, top runners, his sidekicks, if I may. Christ had exposed a couple of the people who were closest to him. Two of his disciples, to be exact. Christ had exposed Peter. While Christ was washing the feet of his disciples, and Peter was asking these questions, Lord, why you made it, at first when Christ started, Peter said, you may not wash my feet. And Christ told him, if I don't wash your feet, then you don't have. If I can't wash you and wash every part of you, you don't have any part of me. And Peter kept right on. And then he received that from the Lord. But even still, Peter said, I'll never deny you, God. And Christ exposed him right then. He said before the cock crows three times, you're going to deny me, Peter. You're going to deny me, Peter, three times. And so it went on, and so he did. But right before Christ said, do not let your hearts be troubled, can you imagine us sitting around? We're at the table supping. We're getting ready to prepare. You know, when we come together to prepare and to sup, we come together, oh, it's a family gathering. When we come to sit down at the table, there's conversation here and there's conversation there. And the conversations that are going on and going forth, you're kind of catching a piece of all of them. But Christ had his disciples' attention at this time. And even before he went to do not let your hearts be troubled, see, if he's saying don't let your hearts be troubled, then there had to be something that was troubling them, something that was getting to them. Now, listen, we're in this group together. We're in this cohort. We're in the sorority. We may be in a fraternity, whatever we're in together. Then we're looking at the fact that our leader is saying to one of us, you're going to deny me, though. You're going to act like you didn't know me. How many of us have been in that position where we've been among people and then when we see them in a certain place, we act like we've never seen them before. We act like we've never had a conversation. We act like we don't know them. And Christ was explaining to Peter, you're going to deny me. You are going to act as if you don't know who I am or never have. How many of us have gotten to that place in our lives where we act like we don't know who helped us through? We act like we don't know who showed us the way to through. Come on, God. And so it goes on that Christ even called out another one of his disciples, Judas. He didn't call him out by name, but he left it lingering in the air. And as they supped together, he said, the one that dips his hand with me is going to betray me. And of course, we're sitting around. Me, God? Is it me? Lord, is it me? I want to know who is it. And I can imagine, I can just imagine now, that's not what the word says, but I can imagine that as Christ said, that the disciples begin to kind of look at each other. You know how we do. We start to look around and, okay, who's up to no good this time? Or we begin to think about each other's personalities. Okay, it's probably her. She's always doing something. We know how we do. So I'm just trying to bring this real for us this morning, that we need to find the way to through. And Christ exposed Judas without ever calling his name. But then when we know we are wrong and we are called out, sometimes we give ourselves away because we open our mouth. You know, there's a time to be silent. But Judas didn't even understand that then, because he opened his mouth because everybody else. And it may be that Judas wanted to make sure that he didn't look suspect. Everybody else was saying, Lord, is it I? So he thought he was clear and free. Lord, is it I? And Christ simply said, you have said it. So sometimes when we know that we don't know the way to through, and we're in the midst of blocking others from getting through, we need to just be silent instead of opening our mouths and exposing ourselves. Come on. So anyway, when we get through that, then we get to this place where Christ says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He's encouraging his disciples right now. It's going to be all right. He says, my Father's house has many rooms. And in one version, it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Now, we know we hear this scripture a lot of times at funeral services. But I'm here to tell you that this scripture is so that we can live and live now. He says, my Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. And Thomas opens his mouth and says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. Oh, my God. So how can we know the way? Thomas, you know the way. I am the way. Thomas, you already know the way. You've been with the way all this time. You've been exposed to me all this time. You've been working with the way, sleeping with the way, eating with the way. Oh, my God. Watching miracles be created. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way? And Jesus simply said it. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The way to through. So what is the way to through? What does it mean? What is through? What is through? Thank you, Lord. What is through? Through. In one side and out the other side to go through. Through. To make a passageway or an opening to get through. That's when something is blocking you. You've got to make a way to what? Get through. Come on, Jesus. Through. Continuing in time towards my God. Towards a designated location to make my way through to my destiny, to get there from one place to another, to go through. So how do I get through? What is through? How do I get through? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man gets through to the Father except through me. So to get to the Father, how do I get through? Because I grab a hold of the Father's hand. But how do I get to the Father? I've got to come through Jesus Christ. So how do I get to through? I get to through by being obedient. I get to through that passageway. There's a passageway from all of the foolishness that's going on in your life right now. There's a passageway to get through the hurt and the pain that you're feeling right now. There's a passageway. See, through is a passageway. It gets us through here to there. So Christ is the passageway to get us to the Father, to get us to the other side. There was a song one time that said, on the other side of through. So if I can get on the other side, that means I don't have to deal with the stuff I left on that side. A lot of times when we get through, we tend to want to look back to what was behind us. But I'm here to tell you that the way to through does not involve the things that you left behind. The way to through does not take you back to the stuff you used to do. The way to through will not, oh my God, leave you. It won't forsake you. The way to through, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. Somebody says, where do I find the way through? Where do I find the way through? Or where do I find the way to through? Christ said it simply. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Now, he was responding to Thomas at that time. But can you imagine that Thomas, being with Christ, didn't understand that he was the way? He was already the passageway through. Where are you going? I had already shown you. You see, we understand where Christ is. He's at the right hand of the Father, waiting to come back for us. But he's still amongst us because he left the Holy Spirit, you see, to stay right here with us and to keep us, to temper us, to cause us to calm down when we're upset, to cause us a place of relief when we're angry, a place of peace when things around us seem all haywire. That's the way through. The way to through is through Christ. The way to through is through prayer. The things that he left us that we are able to use, he left us tools. Put on the whole armor of God to get through. Put on your helmet of salvation instead of acting like you're not saved. Oh my God. Put on your breastplate of righteousness instead of acting like a hooligan, like you don't know who God is. My God, my God, where do we find the way through? Well, right now, people are looking for a way through. People are looking for a way through, and that way through might be through you. Because he says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. But we've got to lift him. If we don't lift Christ up, who's going to see him? If we don't make sure that the very things we say, the very things we do, the very places we go, the things we engage in, we take a part of, they have to show Christ at all times. Because somebody is looking for the way to through. Judas betrayed his way through, my God. And when Judas understood that he wasn't going to make it through, do y'all know what Judas did? Judas took his own life because he missed the way through. Don't you miss the way through? Peter denied the way through. He denied Christ. But you know what? So eerie about that. Christ told him. So familiar about that for many of us. Christ tells us when we're going to go wrong. He warns us what's going to cause us to go wrong. And we still kind of go towards that thing. Come on. We forget that when he's reminding us, don't engage in that, daughter. Don't take a part in that, son. We forget that these are his words warning us. These are directions for us to make it through. But many of us, we get set in our own ways, our own minds, and we forget that our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his. And we focus on what we want to do. We focus on how we want it to be. We focus on what accomplishments we think we should have. We focus on this and that, but we don't focus on him, the way through. So the way to through, remember, no man comes to the Father except through him. So you got to get to the through, which is Jesus Christ. So the way to through, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. The way to through, Father, forgive me for my sin. The way to through, God, nurture me. Give me this day my daily bread, oh God. Deliver me from evil. The way to through, that's it. Change my heart, God. Oh God, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. The way to through. That's it. My God. Moses led the way through. Oh God. Abraham pleaded for the way through. Abraham pleaded with God. Abraham had one of the most successful conversations with God, or arguments, if we may, where God didn't strike him down. He had a successful conversation with God. He said, Lord, if you can find 50 righteous men in this hundreds of thousands, oh my God, if you can just find 50 among them, would you save the city? Abraham must have got a little nervous. Well, Lord, if you can find 40. And he goes on till he gets to 10. And Abraham pleaded with God, if you can just find 10. 10 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah. Just 10. Where hundreds and hundreds of people were. If you can just find 10 righteous, would you please, God, consider, Lord, not destroying all those people. He had a successful conversation with God. You know why? Because God didn't even find 10. Didn't have find 10. But they who had the favor of God over them because of Abraham and the promise to Abraham, they were released before God did what he did. The way through. The way through is to choose the right way. The way through is to talk to God. God spared Lot, Abraham's nephew, because of Abraham's prayers. Lot chose to go live in Sodom and Gomorrah. He chose to go where the party was. He chose to go where the hype was. He chose to go where they were doing everything except worshiping God. He chose that. But because of the prayers of his forefather, his uncle Abraham, he was spared the way through. Many of us have to pray for our children to be able to come through. Don't stop your prayers because they're not listening. You have to keep praying and asking God, Lord, if I can stay righteous, if I can be right before you, if I will confess my sins before you, God, I'm not perfect. You got to be real with God because he already knows. I'm not perfect, Lord, but if God, I commit myself to you, will you please look at my family, God? If you can find one righteous man, if you can find one, God, and I can only pray that I've been righteous enough. Oh my God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. The way through will be added, not just to you. The way through will be added to your family, to your community. The way through will be, oh God, added to your city, to your country. The way through. Samson used the way through to take down his enemies. What are you going to do to get through? How do you know the way to through? Are you living the way to through? In the midst of everything going on around us, we've got to stay focused on God. Do not be distracted by the enemy. Don't be distracted by the things that's going on. Yes, be aware of the things that's going on, because God says, watch. As well as pray. Know what's happening in your world, in your community, in your backyard, out your front door. Know what's going on. Pay attention to the signs of the time. But he still says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He's not being lifted. He cannot be being lifted enough. Because there's so many men and women, boys and girls that's lost. Y'all waiting for me to say it? I'm going to say it. All racists are lost. And I didn't specify a color. If you white and you racist, you lost. If you black and you racist, you lost. You lost. You are not lifting up the name of Jesus. If you Korean and you racist, you lost. Jesus. My God. If you African and you racist, you are lost. Racism is not of God. Hate is not of God. Racism leads to hate. What you racist for? Why you mad because folks look this way and you look that way? Why? Because that's the devil. That's the enemy. He wants, he comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. He comes to block the way to through. Yeah. And if you fall in for that stuff, you're going to mess around and miss the way through and the way to through. You're going to miss it. Don't you miss it. Don't you let the devil do it to you. Yes, be engaged, be involved. Do the right things. Push for the right things. Push for the good things. But he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. If you lift up Jesus, he will declare and decree that victory is mine, says the Lord. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. The devil is scared of you praying, people. Don't be fooled. He doesn't want us to come together with mighty clouds of prayer. He doesn't want us to come together and defeat the enemy, not just by marching, not just by protesting, but in prayer and solitude, coming together before the Lord our God. How many lives have to be lost? I'm going somewhere else. In the book of Numbers, it tells of how the Israelites had come across the desert. You know, Moses led the way through. Moses led the way through and he led the way too through. This is the thing, though. Moses led the way through and he led the way too through. God sent him to bring his Israelites, his people, out of bondage. And oh, as Moses spoke for God or allowed God to speak through him and God rained down the plagues on Pharaoh and Egypt, all the people were so in awe of God. But though they were in awe of God, they had a fear of God. They had a fear for God. Though they were in awe of him, they understood that. He was nothing to play with. He was not someone to play with. And God had to show Pharaoh he was not a God to be played with. But even as Moses led the people through the wilderness, he led them through the Red Sea on dry land. And as they crossed over and they got to where they begin to question Moses and Aaron because this wasn't right and that wasn't right. And even at some point, they just mocked God and really scoffed in his face and said, why didn't you just leave us in Egypt to die? My God. And they continued on until God got to a place where he told Moses, they're not going to the promised land. Somebody said, but you say he's a promise keeper. Yes, sir. But he's God. God can do just what he wants to do. He told him, he said, they're not going to the promised land. They're too disrespectful. They don't want to listen. Heads hard. Now they're disrespecting my men of God. Don't you disrespect those who God sends with his word. Don't you do it. But they were so disrespectful. God said, they can't go. They're not going to the promised land. And many of them died right there being disobedient. Make sure that you understand that the way through and the way to through is life, not death. And I've got to go back to John 14:6 and remind us this morning. Christ says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He did not create us to die. He did not create us to go through the anguish and the pain. That's not why God created us. But we're going through it because of sin, the enemy. And I know y'all say, Pastor, you say that every week. I'm going to keep saying it. Because he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Do you know that the wages of sin is death? Wages, what you get paid. Your salary for sin is death. Your salary for doing wrong is death. So if I'm doing right, God, what's my wage then? It's life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Thank you, Lord. Through moving in one side and out the other, being able to come through to get past all that's holding you up, all that's holding you back. I need to come through the sickness, God. Well, the way through, he says, I am the way. I need to come through this mental illness, God. He says, I am the way. They can put you on drugs for this and that and the other, but he says, I am the way. Because in the end, at the end of the rope, at the end of the line, the way through is everlasting eternal life. We are living for this life. God wants us to live for eternal life. The wages of sin is death. That when we sin in this life, we die and we stay dead. When we live right in this life, even though our fleshly man shall die, we shall live before the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. This might be a funeral message this morning at somebody's funeral service, but I declare and decree that this is a message for us to know how to live beyond. This is a message this morning that Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. No man comes to the Father but by him. And for this cause, God, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, my God, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. I'm in Ephesians 3 again, 14 through 21, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, ye being rooted and grounded in love. That 18th verse goes on, this is a prayer, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth. I want to know the breadth. The length, the depth, and height. But it said I may be able to comprehend it with all the saints, not on my own, not by myself, not being selfish, but being selfless, and to know the love of Christ. If you know the love of Christ, it passes knowledge. If you know the love of Christ, you don't worry about what you know, what you see, what's going on. You know the love of Christ that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what's going to keep us. That's what's going to sustain us. That's what's going to bring us to the way to through. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, I say, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. What does it say? Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. World without end. The way to through. Jesus Christ is the way to through. He is the way through. You're not going to make it to him not being right before him. You're not going to make it to him not listening to him. You're not going to make it to him not talking to him. You're not going to make it to him not praying daily to him and with him. Oh God, sometimes I ask God, God, I need Christ. I need Christ. I need you to pray for me. Oh my God. Sometimes I've been so weak in my body and my inner man. God, will you please send Christ to pray for me? Holy Spirit, pray for me. Oh my God. You're not going to make it to the way to through. The way to through. Christ, you're not going to make it to him with hate in your heart. You're not going to make it to him with lust of fleshly things in your heart. You're not going to make it to him caught up and tied up in your sin. You're not going to make it to him. The partying might feel good right now, but I promise you, later on, when you release that mess from your life, it's going to try to haunt you. But you have to be reminded, for those of us who have come through, that we came through because we understood and understand that he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. We understood and understand that no man comes to the Father but by Christ. And he forgives us of our sins. He forgives us of the things we were doing in the world. He forgives us. He forgives us. He said he will forgive us for everything except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. You cannot denounce and deny God. If you denounce and deny him, you have basically committed suicide. You need to find the way to through. The way to through. It's not a joke. It's not a hoax. You sitting up in somebody's church. That's why God done shut the church houses down. Some of us sitting up in his church. And I'm not just talking to those that's listening. I want God to send this word abroad. Sitting up in his house Sunday after Sunday, Bible study after Bible study, and you still got hate in your heart. How you sitting up in God's church? How you preaching out of God's pulpit, and then you strike somebody down because of the color of their skin? Because they don't look like you? Maybe their eyes are slanted? Maybe they don't come from the same side of town that you came from? You're not any better than anybody because God has no respect to person. Pray for those who despitefully use you. God says, pray for your enemy. If you think the president of this country is your enemy, pray for him. You cannot disrespect. You can't. Because the word of God says, whatsoever man sow, that shall he reap. So if you sowing discord, you're going to reap discord. The word of God says if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. I don't want us to get caught up and cause the enemy to cause us to miss heaven, to miss the way to through, to miss the way through. Don't you get caught up. Your emotions, give them to God. Your anxiety, give it to God. You struggling right now, give it to God. Thank you, Jesus. Give it to him. And when you give it to him and leave it with him. And say to him, God, I know. Christ, I know. Holy Spirit, I believe. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man will come to the Father except through him. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you now, Lord. We thank you. Continue to build us up from the inside out. Thank you, Jesus. Let our hearts not become stone. Oh God. Oh God. But to be, oh God, blown up with love. Oh God, and even when we don't understand, when we are not sure, let us lean on the everlasting arms. Touch your people everywhere right now, God. Cause the enemy to settle down. His imps are on the loose. They are going to and fro, seeking whom they can devour. They are wreaking havoc. For every person that's trying to wreak havoc in the peaceful demonstrations, we rebuke and bind everything about it right now, God. We pray continually for the families that have lost their loved ones, God. The names that have been called recently and the ones that have not been called. Oh, God, we are praying, God, that you, oh, God, will choose to dismiss this thing, oh, God, that is rolling through the earth right now. Because only you are able to do it, God. Just as only you are able to look into the storm, look at the winds and the waves, and say, peace, be still. We pray for peace right now, God. We pray for love and courage right now, God. But we pray mostly for salvation. Salvation to the way through. We say amen. And we say amen. And if you're out there, and you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning, we ask that you pray this prayer this morning. Father, I forgive. I forgive those who have come against me. As I ask you to forgive me of my sin, Lord, I ask you to change my heart, change my mind and my soul. God, I ask you now, as I confess with my mouth, and I do believe in my heart that Jesus Christ, your Son, only begotten, died and was raised from the dead, oh God. I ask you, Lord, that you would save me and save my life. Save me for eternal living, God. These things I pray and ask in Jesus' name. All the people of God out there, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We pray Godspeed. We ask him, oh God, that as we go from this broadcast, but never from his presence, that it would keep us, strengthen us, and guide us. Somebody out there say amen and amen. We bid you Godspeed. We ask that you continue to be blessed, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And remember, every person we meet, black, white, brown, whatever color, rich, poor, saved or unsaved, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Amen. It's giving time. God bless. Be blessed. Amen.